actually within an aligned chain.
Okay, Rabbi Yitzhak. Today's daf is daf mem vav. Truthfully, the daf today was mem ches, but this mem vav is the daf of 2 days ago of Sunday, which was Tisha B'Av. So therefore, we're making up for it with this special shir at this time. So we're going to start at mem hei amid beis, roughly, let's say 12 lines from the bottom of the amud, where the Gemara brings the pasuk v'hai ba'ashereim tigadeyun mai avdilei. Meaning we have two psukim, ashereim tisrafun ba'esh, and ashereim tigadeyun. What do we need the two psukim for? Says Zigmar, Vashreim tegadeyun mai avdile, lik Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Rabbi Shu ben Levi. Gidue avoides krechovim koidin lekibesh Eretz Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael with Yehoshua ben Nun, they had two mitzvahs. One mitzvah was destroy all the avoides zara, abbe to abdon es kolam akoimes esher ovdu sham agoyim, etc. But also they had the mitzvah of being kovesh the Shiva Amamim and to take over Eretz Yisrael. So which takes precedence? So Rabbi Shimon Levi says, initially, Gidui Avoides Kechavim Koimen, which means, if you come across Lamashal and Asherah tree, the first thing you should do is Gidui. Gidui means cut it down. Don't uproot it. Just cut it. Now it's going to fall on plots on the floor. And then leave it there. And then go Lekivish Eretz Yisrael, continue in the battle to be Koivish Eretz Yisrael from the seven Umois in Eretz Yisrael. And then, Kibush Eretz Yisrael, Koidon Lebiur, Avoidus Krechavim. Which means that once you're finished with the Kibush, as we know, it took 7 years of Kibush, and then 7 years of Chiluk. So when the Kibush is over, then return to all Avoidus Zaris, which are now lying smack on the floor, and now go and burn them and destroy them. How do I know? The Tamar of Yosef. Benitatzim ez mebzuchoysam, v'hanach. Benitatzim means smash all their mizbeches and then leave it there. Vishibartem es matzoivoysam and destroy all of their matzoivoys. V'hanach and leave it there. Freik the more v'hanach, solkadaitach. Sreva boy, you have to go and destroy these totally, not just to shmetter them, smash it, and break them. You have to go and burn them. How do I know you have to burn them? Because it says in the pasuk, Uvsileyem tisrafum be'esh. Where do we have that? Assuming that you have the Torah or HaSholem, you can see Oiz Gimel, Kim Koi Kiim Koi Sasulehem, Mizbochoseyem Titoitzu. Go and smash their Mizbechus, Matzevoisim Tishabeiru, and break their Matzevos. Vashereim Tigadeyun, that's what we were talking about. Cut down the Asherah trees, Uvsileim, and all of the idols, Tisrafun Be'esh, you have to go and burn. So therefore, why are you telling me that after you tishmeter, after you smash or break them as beiches and matzevos, hanach, just leave them there? You have to burn them. Says Am Rav Huna, redoif v'yachakach sroif. What you have to do is first run after the umeis ha'olam and then return. So therefore, there are basically three things you have to do. Number one, you come to Eretz Yisrael, you find the avodah zarah. You do not have to go and destroy them totally, but tigadeyan, knock them down, cut them down. You find matzevis, you find mizbechos, go and smash them, break them. But you don't have to destroy them totally, but rather, redoif. Now, stage two, run after the umas ha'olam and capture them and kill them. Leisachai kol neshama. V'yachkach, and then you return, sroif, and burn the all those matzevis and mizbechos and the asherois that you had lying on the ground, now come and destroy them forever. Now that's a beautiful drasha. However, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda used the pasuk Ashereim Tigadeyun for another purpose. What was that other purpose? An ilan shenotoi for heter purposes, blipsoif avodoi. And after that he changed his mind and he worshipped the avodah zarah. So Ibazoi, he uses this pasuk Tigadeyun. So how does he know this din, that you do things in stages? First you cut, run, and then you destroy. And for the Gemara, Nafkalei, Hai Svarmi, Nolei, Nafkalei me Abed to Abdon. Why does it say this double lashon Abed to Abdon? Abed, first do your initial ibud. What's the initial ibud of the gidua, cutting it down to shmetering the mizbechos and the matzevos? V'yachkach, and subsequently, after the kibush is over to abdon, then you're going to destroy it fully and finally by burning it like we had to sufun beish. Rabbanan, haimi boy levi oikir avoy tzichom. Say the Rabbanan, what do I use the abbe to abdon posik for? That you have to do it in stages. The Rabbanan said that I learned from Tegadeyun. So what do I need now? Abbe to abdon. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda learned from abbe to abdon stages. First abbe, then be kovesh, and then finish off the abdon. Rabbanan, what do we need? Abbe to abdon. That when you are oiker the avodah zechum, the mushel and asherah tree, it's not enough that you just cut it down to the surface of the ground, but you have to uproot the shiroshim, the roots underneath the ground. That's the ti'abdun, that's the double ibud. From Yosef Yehuda, shar shecharem inole. How does he know the Shasharechas? After all, he used the Abed to Abdun to tell us in stages. Abed, the Yachekach to Abdun. Navkalei, the Ibadatim Eshemom min Amokamahu. Ibadatim Eshemom means there should be no Zecher, no remnant, no nothing, zero. It should be totally wiped out that you come to that place and there's not even a Zecher that there was something here before. That's Ibadatim Eshemom. Rabbanahu, what does he use the Ibarat HaMishmam? Hulichanis L'Shem, that to go and tell you that there is an inyan to go and be Korei Shem to the Avodah Zarah. Meaning, you should go and give the Avodah Zarah a different name than... What's the different name? As we'll see. Zog to Yimara Desanya. Blezer Oyme. Minayin li'oikar Avodah Zekachom Chetzorach L'Shar Shachareha. How do you know that when you are destroying Avodah Zarah, Asherois. It's not enough just to cut it down to size, but you have to uproot the roots. So that's one way of learning the passage. Which tells you, Abed, first cut it down, and to Abdun go and be mashrish acharea. Uproot the roots. So Ibazoim came out, Tamalayim Ibadat Mishamah, Chanes L'Shem, give it a nickname, a kinui. Dr. Mar Yochel Shvach, since it doesn't tell us what type of name, I might think give it a nice name, a glorious name. Frank Mar, come on, the Shvach Zogadaita. But do man avoid the Zora? You're going to glorify it by giving it a good name. Dr. Mar, no, that's not what I meant. Maybe there's just an inyan not to go and say the name and avoid the Zora, so just change it to something else. Don't call it Marculius or Par. Call it Smith and Jones. Give it a different name. Not necessarily a Gnai. Tam Elohim, that's why it's in the Pasuk. Shakit Shatzenu. Besides this Ravenu, Ki Cheirim Hu, that you're supposed to cause it to be disgusting and an abomination, and you remove yourself from this as much as possible. Shakit Shatzenu. Hold your distance. So, okay, Tzad, how do you have the Kiyum? Are you koyin oisa beis galia, koyin oisa beis karia? Ein kol, ein koitz. So the Gemara tells us that you change the name, it's not to a good, better name. It's not even to a neutral name, but it should be a derogatory name. What is a derogatory name? So Rashi says, if it was called beis galia, see tap Rashi, loshen goive gali. In other words, until now it had a name that this is an exalted avodah zarah. It's Beloshen Goyvet, you see the top of the mountain, and everybody looks up to it, and you see that it's revealed and well seen and well noted by one and all. Koinoise Beiskaria. Therefore, go and change the name to Beiskaria, which means, Rashi says, Beloshen Chafira Vishiflus. If you remember, it says by Yaakov Avinu, Asher Karisi Li. Now, the Rashi says, Tupshat, and the Pashup Shat, Karisi Li means.
Isn't a Karia pillow?
A karya can be a pillow. A kri can also be a heap that you have, you know, a heap of wheat. It's called a kri. But karya also is the notion of digging. That if you dig something, asher karisali, the eretz, kanoan shamatik bereini, said Yaakov Avinu, I want to be buried in Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. So he said that Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, asher karisali, that already dug out the grave, go and bury me there. Rashi says another pshat al pi Chazal, the karisi doesn't mean to dig, but it means to pay, to buy with money. Here the Gemara is saying, Beis Karia, don't refer to this Avodah Zarah as being the lofty, exalted one, but rather talk about the Avodah Zarah as if it's in dred. It's Lashem Chafira v'shiflis, it's in the inferior one, which is subterranean down below. Or if it had a name, Ein Kol, which means the eye was visible to all, Ein Koitz now referred to the eye as being full of thorns, as if there are thorns emanating from the eye. So that's the mitzvah of Yibadat HaMishmam and Hamokam Ahu. And with this, we have concluded that shtickl. And now we start a new shtickl. Back in the Mishnah, we learned that it says in the Pasuk that Abin to Abdin es kolam akoyimais asher obdisham hagoyim. And the Pasuk continues on, es Eloheim al hahorim haramim the al hagvois v'sachas kol eitz ra'anon. So you remember, the Mishnah told us, Es Eloheim al Horim v'lo Yehorim Eloheim. Es Eloheim al Hagvois v'lo Hagvois Eloheim. Which means, anything which is mechuba lekarka, like a har or a giva, you can bow down to it 1,000 times, nothing happened to the har or the giva. They remain mutter bahano. But even though they remain mutter bahano, the one that bowed down to the har and to the giver, he's oiver on the iser avodah zarah. If Barry would whistle us, he would say that's the difference between the gavra and the chefza. And that's what Tani Tana Kamed Rav Sheshes, who akum hu oivdim es ehorim, the es hagvois, the goyim that go and worship the mountains and the hills, Hey Mutar, the mountains and the hills remain mutter bahanoah. The Oyvdeyan b'sayif. However, those that bowed down to them, they get saif. Saif is a form of execution, what we call cherev. Now you're wondering to yourself, I thought the Avodah Zarah that the punishment is skila. And the answer is, you're right, the punishment is skila. But that's for yin. When it comes to goyim, Rashi reminds us of the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin that when it comes to Bnei Noyach, Kol Misa Hu Amur L'Bnei Noyach Eina Ela Saif. So anytime a goy violates any of the seven mitzvahs Bnei Noyach, which require Chas V'Shalom execution, such as the big three cardinal sins, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Aroyos, and Shvichas Damim, when it comes to the goy, there's no Arba Mises Bezdin. Every Isser that has a punishment of execution, it's besayif, it's becheref. Okay, that's easy so far. But let's continue on. Tani Tana Kamei Derav Sheshes. V'sazroim v'sayirokos. If you have a goy that was not worshipping a har, a mountain, or a giva, or a hill, but he was worshipping zroim and yirokos. Zroim would normally be like tvua. Yirokos, of course, are vegetables. Guess what happens now? Hein asurin, they become asur, even though they are mechuber lekarka, they become asur. V'ovdein b'sayif, that's the same halacha. Now, the question that is going to bother the Gemara is, didn't you say the mechuber lekarka, it's mutter bahano'a? That's why we said the horim and the gvois are mutarim. Why are we saying by the zroim and yirokos that they're asurim? So now this Tana who said this in front of Rav Sheshes, Tana meaning a Talmud of Rav Sheshes, who's repeating this Shtikl Torah, so Rav Sheshes says, who's the one that told you that in the case of Zeroyim and Yerokas, they're Osir? L'choyrev, it's Mechuba L'karka, we have that famous rule, Es Eleheim Alohorim, V'leyahorim Eleheim. So the Zeroyim and Yerokas should be Mutter, why they Osir? Everything more that's Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudi, the Amma Ilan Shinatoi, the Psaif Avodoi is Osur. Ah, you recall in the Gemara back on Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis, we had a machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosef Aglili of our Mishnah on Mem Hei Amid Aleph. And then Amma Amid Beis, the Gemara said it's not only Rabbi Yosef Aglili, but it's also Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that they both argue with the Tanakama. Our Tanakhama holds that an Ilan Shinatoi, let's step back. If you have an Ilan Shinatoi Mitzchila Lavoidah Zarah, everybody agrees that that Ilan becomes Osir Bahanoah. The reason why it becomes Osir Bahanoah, even though it's Mechuba Lakarka, the Gemara says we learn it from the din of Asherah. After all, Ashereim Tisrafun Ba'esh. Why do you have to go and burn the Asherah tree? It's also Mechuber. So the Mishnah said, the Gemara says, because Yesh Boi Tfisas Yedei Odom. This is not that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created it on his own, but rather, it's like the Gemara says, Yad Akum Be'emtza. You have somebody that participated in creating this tree. So if it was an Elon, Shenotu Mitchil Lekach, everybody agrees that that's like an Asherah tree, and it becomes Osir Bahano. The Machloikis says, Ilan Shinitoi, that he planted it for kosher purposes. Regular. He wanted to have a nice tree that has nice shade, or that's going to give off delicious fruit. And then Vlipsoif, and then a year later, 5 years later, 20 years later, Avoda, he bowed down to the tree. The Chachom say, this happens to be Mutaloch, Mutar. There's no din of Isra'na. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, it is Osir Ba'na. How does Rabbi Yehuda know this? Because they have two psukim, Ashereim Tisrafun Ba'esh, and Vashereim Tigad Deyun. One pasuk comes to tell you the din of the Ilan Shinotoi Mitzchila. The second one talks about an Ilan that only Libesoif Avodai. Okay, it's a makloikis that we had yesterday in the Gemara. So therefore, could Rabbi Yehuda, if I have an Ilan Shinotoi, and only later Avodai, it's Osir. So that's the case of this Tani Tanaka made of Sheishis, that he originally planted the Zeroim, the Tvua, and the Irokois, and the vegetables, because he wanted to eat them, and he wanted to bake bread, and bake cakes out of it, and Irokois, he wanted to go and make a delicious vegetable salad, or whatever. That's nothing wrong with that. But after that, he decided years later, or not in the case of Eurocus, it wouldn't be years later, but weeks later, months later, he decided to bow down to it. It's Osur. So this praisa that the Tana was quoting before, Rav Sheshes, this is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Frank Timur, why do you have to say Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? V'loikma, why don't we go and zetz ein the praisa, to take out the word be'ilon, and instead put in the words bizroim shezoron metchil lekach v'rabbanon. Why do we have to say that this braisa is like a das yochid? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you could say it goes according to Rabbanon. You said that according to Rabbanon, wouldn't it be mutter? Why does it say zroim yirokas heinasurim? Maybe it's talking about shenotoi metchil lekach, that when he originally planted the tvua and he planted the yirokas, he had in mind for avodah zarah, not for regular human consumption, but avodah zarah. No, and if that's the case, then everybody would agree that it's osur, because yesh bo tfisas yedei adam. Everything, Mara, the halacha that you said is correct, but that would not be the normal pshat that I would say. Loisol kadaitach. Why? Diktoni dumi dahar. After all, in the same breath, we're talking about harem and gvois, and we're talking about zroim and yerokois. Sma har shaloi notim mitchil lekach. Just like when the har was created, Hashem did not create it for avodah zarah purposes. Hashem created the mountains because He created the world, so obviously it was not l'shem avodah zarah. Afainami, these zroim yerokois shaloi notim mitchil lekach, when they were planted, they were not planted for avodah zarah, but rather planted for regular food items to consume, and only later on the person decided to go and bow down. Okay, so with this we have concluded that shtickle, and now we start something new. Itmar, Avnei Har Shenidaldalu. You have a har, and of this har, some avonim nidaldalu, they fell out on their own. Rashi says, Nekru me alehen. On their own. You come up to the mountain one day and you see that a few of the stones have gotten dislodged on their own. Okay. And says Rashi, Vishtachve Akum Lehem. And then someone bowed down to these dislodged stones. The question is, So these stones become ashtik avodah zarah and osir bahana'ah or not. And that's a machloikis. Avni harshin edaldulu b'nei rabchia v'rabi yoichanan, a machloikis. Chad omar asurois, one of the two, either b'nei rabchia. Or Rabbi Yochanan says that if a person bowed down to these avnei har, they become osir bano ashtik avodah zarah. Chad omar mutar, so the other one says that it's mutar. So let's understand what's the reason and the basis of the machlekes. My tam the man yama mutar rois. What's the reason for the man yama that says it's mutar? L'choira, once it's nedaldalu, now it's already tolush. It's no longer mechuber. So it's no different than anything else that you bow down to. If you bow down, the Gemara says, even to a shul cotton, even to a small little worm, anything that you bow down to, since it's not mechuber.
Marculius, we know you're just throwing stones, so they're not mechuber.
Exactly. So therefore, it should be also. So why does this man the Yomer say the Avni Harshin Adaldalu are mutter? Says Yomer, kehar. It's just like har. Mahar she'ein boy tfisas yidei adam, umutter. Just like the har. It was created without the participation of mankind. Rabbi Nishlam creates the harim on his own. Same thing, this har was created from that har. I'm sorry, this Evan was created from this har, and it was not ne'ekar al yidei odom. Nobody dug it out of a quarry. It fell out on its own. Rashi says, nekar mi'alein. So there was no tvisis yidei odom. So just like the har, ein by tvisis yidei odom umutar, afani, these avonim sheim and tvisis yidei odom are mutarim. So what we're doing is we're making a mamatzino, just like we said by the har, ein by tvisis yadetz mutar. These also, these avonim, ein ben tvisis yad, and ein mutar. Frank Timora.
Why then a worm? You have a little worm, the same thing then. You don't tvisis yadam.
Well, we're going to talk about live things later on. Let's okay. wait for that. We're going to get to that. Talk to Timora. Malahar shekein mechuber. How can you go and compare the evan to the har? You know why the har happens to be mutar? Because of mechuber. And then you have your drasha. So that's why the har, which is mechuber, is a din that cannot become a shtek avodah zarah, it cannot become osir bano. But this even shenetalta is no longer mechuber. It's tolush. So why shouldn't it be able to become now osir? And for the Gemara, behema techiach. You're trying to bring a raya from the fact that har is mechuber. I'll bring you a raya from behema. What means by behema? That halacha of a behema is, what happens if a person owns a behema and he starts worshipping the behema? The behema has the same din just like the har. The just like the har, which is mechuber, cannot become osir bahano'a. The behema, even though it's not mechuber, also, even if you worship it, it cannot become osir bahano'a. How do I know? Says Rashi, because of the Rashis in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. What do you mean the Rashis at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra? Because at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra it says, Davav Nei Yisrael, Vimar Talem, if you want to go and bring up our korban, you have to bring him in a bokar, or min a tzoin, min a behema, min a bokar, min a tzoin, takrivu es korbanchem. So what does Rashi say in Chumash? What does min habakar come to tell you? Min habakar v'loi kol habakar. L'hoitzi ha-ne'evad. If you have a behemoth that was worshipped for avodah zarah, it's possible for a korban. So Chazal bring a raya from that, muzdach zayin that it's mutter lehejit. Because if it's osir b'hano lehejit, how is he even contemplating bringing it for a korban? It's not only osir l'gvoya, it's really osir lehejit. Is the haraya that in fact a behema that was ne'evad is mutter lehejit. It's only osir l'gvoya, osir for a korban. Ah, so that being the case, Zokti Gemara, don't learn the case of the evan, nidaldal min ahar, from har, because har is mechuber, let's learn it from behema. That just like behema, even though the behema is tolush, what's the din about this behema? It cannot, it is mutter bahano'a to a hejoit. So too, this Evan Shinadalda will also be mutter bahano'a lehejrit. Frey Timora, how can you compare the Evan from the har to a behema? See, Brother Shai, I told you the Gemara is going to discuss a Balchai. That's the Shulshul. We're talking about a Behemah, Shekein Balas Chai. Now, the Balas Chai, the Behemah itself, does not become Osir Bahano'a to a Hedjot. You and I can continue using this Behemah, even though it was never 1,000 Goyim bowed down to it. We can go and take it to the Shoichit, he'll shecht it, and if it's kosher, Shechita, and there's no problem with the lungs or anything, you can make it into delicious pastrami and roast beef, and you can even go and take some of the pieces and put it into your Shabbos chulent. Can you imagine? Yes, even though this was worshipped for Avodah Zarah. But that's only lehejit. For Gevoya, it's asur. Because it said in the Pasuk, Mina bakar, v'leikola bakar, lehoitzia nevad. It's Zokti Gemara, but that's all the Gabi Behemish in Kabbalah's Chayim. You're trying to go and learn from that in Eben Shinadaldal. Eben Shinadaldal is not a Balchai. So how can you go and learn it from the case of the Behemah? And getting back to your question, Brother Shai, when you have a Shulshul Katan, if a person worships the Shulshul Katan, he's Oiver on being Oiveid Avodah Zarah. Will this Shulshul Katan become now Osir Banah? Presumably, no. Why not? Because it's a Balchai. And a Balchai, we just said, is doesn't become osir banoli odom, it only is osir li givoya. So presumably the same thing would apply to Shulshul Katan, but of course that's not today's Gemara. That may be discussed in another Gemara. Shizokti Gemara, so I cannot go and learn the case of the Eben Shinadaldal from Har, because there it's Mechuber. I cannot learn it from Behema, because that's a Balas Chai. And therefore, Ma'ala Behema Shekin Balas Chaim, Zahar Yechiach. Well, let's learn it from Har. But I can't learn it from Har, because it's Mechuber. So learn it from a Behema. Behema is Balas Chai. V'hoda din li rizekir, 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 zah, atzad ha-shavish behem, she'en ben tvises yidei Adam. In both cases, they were created by the Rabbeinu Shaloylam, not by mankind. Both the Har and the Behemois. And they're both mutter lehejoit. Av kosha ein behem tvises yidei Adam, mutter. Same thing by this Eben Shinadaldel. There was no tvises yidei Adam. This was naturally created by Hashem as part of the Har. It got dislodged from the Har. It became nisdaldel. But I didn't cause it. And you didn't cause it to become nisdaldel. It was nekar mealeyan. So there's no tvises yidei Adam. And therefore it's mutter. Oh, so that's why one of these two mandiyamim, remember we said it's either Reb Chiya, B'nai Reb Chiya, or Reb Yochanan, one says Osir, one says Mutter, I have now the Makor that it's Mutter. Pray tomorrow, 1 second, but I have a Pircha on the Mahatzad, because Mahatzad, Hashem B'Shem, Shekein Le'nishtana, Mibri Yosan. Both the Har is still intact. It's exactly the way it was created originally. And the Behema is still intact. It's the way Hashem created it originally. Masha'inkin, the Har Shinistal, the Eben Shinistaldel, it's no longer Kibriyosai, because it's no longer lodged inside the mountain. Now it's dislodged. So maybe I cannot learn it from the Ma Hatzad of Har and Behema together. Says Imar, you got a good point. El Asya me Behema Balas Mum, Ume Har, Vinami be Behema. Tama umi'ilin yovesh. What does the Gemara mean to say? Basically, it's still the same limud of Behema and Har, but in each case, I'm going to throw in a shinui mibriyosoi. In the case of the Behema balasmum, until now it was a tam when it was born, and now unfortunately it developed a blemish. It's a balmum. Oh, so there was a shinui mibriyosoi. But nevertheless, the same halacha applies that it's mutter lehejoit. And the Har, even though there was no shinui mibriyosai, once again, is mutter lehejit. So now I can learn the case of the Eben Shinadaldel from these two together. And you cannot go and say, "I malish deim shle nishtanu mibriyosan, the behemah balasmum is nishtanu mibriyosai." Or inami, or do the other way around. When behemah tamah, the behemah has remained totally intact, no change. But the ilan has changed. Umi ilan yavesh. Until now it was a vibrant, moist, beautiful tree, and now the tree is dried out. So it's nishtana mibriyosai. Learn from the two of them, just like those two. They remain mutter. Here too, the Eben Shinadaldel. Even though there's been a shinui mibriyosai, it's no longer in the mountain. It's now dislodged. Same thing that it's mutter. Oh, so we have now the basis of the mandiyama that holds that the Evan Shinadaldil is mutter. But now the obvious question is, what about the mandi asar? L'choira, I have here a very good mahatzad from the Evan Shinadaldil. I learned from a combination of behema and har. Not a regular behema, behema balas mum. Or I learned it from behema tama and an ilan, which is a bal mum, an ilan yovesh. Nishtana b'briyasai. So he bazoi, it should be mutter. Why does the other mandi omer say that it's asr? Mandi omer, mandi osar, lehochik siv, shakit sishartzenu, b'sayiv tisavenu. Why such a strong lashon? It's really four lashonis. It would have been enough to go and say tishartzenu. Just go and detest it. Have it be disgusting on you. You have a double, shakit tishartzenu. And Saif to Savinus from a Lashon of Te'eva, from a Lashon of abomination. Let it just say one Lashon. What's the double Lashon? It comes to tell you, the Avagav, the Asya, Medina, Lehetera. Even if you can put together a beautiful Mahatzad, like we just did, Leheter, and you learn the Har, the Evench, and the Daldel, from a combination of the Har and the Behema Balas Mum, or from the Behema Tama and the Ilin Yavesh, says the Pasik, Loita Asya. That is Shakitz to Shaktenu. I have the most ingenious and logical limud. Don't follow that limud. Reject it, eject it, deject it. Get away from Avoidazar. That's why the Evan Shinadaldil that a goy served and worshipped becomes us. Okay, so that's the machlech.
So then say a har also. Why are you just limiting it to Evan Hamadala? Why don't you say because we have the
spells
of the
pasuk. It's a
okay.
Exactly right. Zokimar Tistaim the Bnei Rabchia Deshoru. We have over here a machloikis between Bnei Rabchia and Rabbi Yochanan. We said Chad Omar, but I don't know who said what. So let's try to bring a right that it's Bnei Rabchia that the ones that were matir. Why Deboy Chizkia? Who's Chizkia? Rashi points out that Rabchia had two sons, Yehuda and Chizkia. If Barry were vocal on this call, he would remind us that in Maseches Nida, it says that Yehuda and Chizkia were...
One is the Zibala and one is the full term. One is the Zibala and one is the full term.
They were twins, but as Barry points out, one was a Zibala, meaning he was born after the end of 6 months into the 7th month. The other one was born full term at the end of 9 months. And the Gemara Maseches Nida says, can you believe it? That the second son came out of the womb of its mommy 3 months later than the first twin. But they were twins. So Chizkia, therefore, was one of the Bnei Rabchia. Shkoyach, Barry, for joining us. Not only do we see you, we actually hear you. Shkoyach. So what did Chizkia ask? The boy Chizkia. Zokav Beya, Lishtach Vesla. Person took an egg and he stood it up so that people should go and bow down to the egg. Now, you and I both know that if you stand an egg up, it's going to fall down. So the Gemara doesn't tell us exactly how they kept it standing, but presumably, maybe they put it just in an egg cart, an egg container, where it stands, right? They did something to cause the bayit to stand. Now, what's so important about that? What's important about is because a bayit is also something that is me'ikoroi, Loi al yedei tfisas adam. It was created by the chicken, which was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's like the Baal Chai, like the behema. And therefore, it should be mutter lehejot, even if you go and bow down to it 100 times. Just like when you bow down to the behema. When you bow down to the bey, it should be the same thing. However, if your zakaf, if you stood it up, then the shayla of the Gemara, lechoyre, is whether it's a maisa or not, because if it's considered to be a maisa by standing it up, then you'd have the tfisas yedei odom, which could perhaps aser it. So the Gemara says the following: the boy Chizkia zaka beilish tachvas lo mal kasol kadaitach. When Chizkia asked this shaila, we assumed that it's talking about lishtachvas lo, that he stood it up to go and bow down lishtachvas lo, and in fact he bowed down. The coming boy lay, so what's the shaila? Hai zekifte, he have a maisa eloi. Eloi have a maisa. Meaning, that if this egg was just lying there flat without standing it up, and someone would bow down to it, then for sure it would remain mutter bahanah, because this is the way Hashem created it, and therefore it's like the case of the mechuber, or like the case of the behemah. However, if you did a maisi de odom, and that was, you stood it up, maybe that's considered to be a psa-maisa. And remember, that's why we spoke about an evan shenadaldal, that it was nekar me'elav from its own. But if I dug it out of the quarry, clearly I have a tfisas yedei adam, and therefore this trying to learn a mahatzad from har and from behema would not work, because there was a tfisas yedei adam. So the question is the zakifa of an egg also considered to be a maisa choshev and tfisas yedei adam to go and ask him? Zokti mora, if that's the shaila, the kamiboyle ha'izakif, you have a maisa loyam a maisa avloy zokaf loy mitzera. But if he wouldn't stand it up and he would just lie it there loy mitzera, then it wouldn't become osir. So lechoydish maminet bnei rabchia disharu. Oh, lechoydish, this is bnei rabchia, this is chizkia. And he holds its mutter, that the egg would have the same din like the behemoth and like the har, that since it's the original creation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you didn't have any mice, if you would say, in a case where you didn't loizokav, so there was no mice whatsoever, so there was no din of tfisa zidei adam, that's the reason why it's mutter. Oh, so shema mino b'nei rabchia desharu. B'nei rabchia, that's chizkia, and they're the ones that were matir. And it was Rabbi Yochanan, the other disputant, their adversary, he was the one that answered. Every my law, you have no right. It could be that B'nai Reb Chiya hold that in fact this would be a case where it's osir. The Avni Harsh and the Daudl would be osir. Asura. And in the case of the egg, if you're mishtachva, if you bow down to it, even if you didn't pick it up, it would be osur, because I would learn the egg from the mahatzad of the har, which is mechuber, and the behemoth, which is a bal chayim. But since both of them loy nishtana b'riyosan, here it's also loy nishtana b'riyosai, and I would go and say, I would say that it's osur. No, not because of the mahatzad. I would say it's osur because of shakitz tishakzenu v'sayiv tisavenu, that even though I could have learned from the mahatzad l'heter, I'm learning it li iser. So ibazoi, so vos is the shayla of Chizkiya, you're telling me even loy zokva it's osir. So what is the shayla about zokav be'al ishtachva islo mahu? V'achamai iskinin k'koin shizokav be'al ishtachva islo. We picked it up to be mishtachva, v'loy ishtachva lo. And the owner, the yid that owned this egg, had a change of heart, and he says, I'm not going to bow down after all. Okay, so what's the shayla? Ulamai. Ilamai ni'omar, avoydis k'chom shil Yisrael asura miyad asura. There's a machloikis later on, which we're going to have in Mi'at Hashem, on Daf Nun Gimel, in another few days. What happens if you have an avodah zarah that belonged to a Yisra? When does it become asur? When he made it and fashioned the avodah zarah, when it's finished, the makir b'patish? Or do you actually have to be mishtach, where you have to go and bow down to it? Then it becomes asur. So, ilam an diyomar, avodah zcham shul Yisra l'asura miyad, if you're going to tell me, ben avodah zarah of a yid, then once he dedicates it and consecrates it, l'avoyed azara, becomes osur miyad. But over here too, since zokav be'al ishtachva islo, even though he didn't bow down to it, it becomes osur. So what's the shayla? Ilman di yomar ad sheti oved, it only becomes osur after you actually do an avoida, meaning you bring a takroivis, or you bow down to it, hole polcha. You just said that the facts of the case were that he zokav be'al, so ibazoy, so nothing happened. So about its mutter. So what's the shaila of the Bnei Reb Chiya? Everyone like tricha going to zaka be'al ishtachvisla v'lo ishtachvila. Boy, v'kham ishtachvila. Ah, he initially picked up the egg and he stood it up for purposes of bowing down. He wants to make it into avodah zarah, but ultimately he changed his mind and he was not mishtachva. And then a goy came along and was mishtachve to the beya. And what's the shaila now? Rashi says, do we deem the oivet kechovim that bow down to it like shlichuse ka'ovit? On the one side, we might say that since this beya belongs to me and not to the goy, how can the goy go and aser the egg Ein Adam Oyser Dover Sheina Shaloi. But on the other hand, since I, the owner, wanted to make it into an Avodah Zarah, even though I didn't have a chance yet to bow down, and the Goy Chapt Os, and he was the first one that bowed down, I want to make an Avodah Zarah. Goy, I'm so happy that you made it into the Avodah Zarah and you bowed down, because that was my desire. So it's like his Shlichus on his behalf. So therefore, maybe Itaka becomes Osir. That was the Shaila. And in fact, we had a similar Shaila. What happens if a person owned a brick? Now, you know, a brick by definition is longer than its width. The width might be, let's say, 6 inches, and the length might be 12 inches. The levena is different proportions on different sides. So what did he do? He stood up the levena, and everybody sees, oh, what a crazy thing. It's not a flat brick, it's a standing brick on its side. And if a goy comes by now and he's the one that's mishtachve, is asura. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Amishmul said. So now Chizkiya says, we're coming by Elay. Maybe it's only by Levena who the minker is a kifasa. The reason why the person stood it up in the first place is because everybody knows that the zakifa, the orech, the length, is longer than the width, than the thickness of the brick. By standing it up, he's trying to show, Chevra, I want to make it into an Avodah Zarah. And now a goy came and he understood that. He bowed down to it. That would be Osir. You have Tfisis Yad Odom Be'emtza. That's a Deva Poshet. The question is, what about a Be'ya of a Be'ya Loi? When you pick up the Be'ya, since there's not that much of a difference between the height of the Be'ya and the width of the Be'ya, they're more or less the same, especially if you're talking about small eggs or medium-sized eggs. So it's not nikar that it's the shame of Avodah Zarah. And therefore, if the goyis bows down to it, maybe nothing happened. Oy dilma loishno, maybe it makes no difference between the egg and the levena. So tomorrow in that case, it's teiku. So bottom line is, we really have no raya why Chizkiya asked the question. We had understood that Chizkiya asked the question because he felt that, in fact, an Evin Shinadalvel would in fact be osur because the person did something. There was a yad, tfisis yad be'emtza. Question is, by a beya, do I say the same svara that you have a tfisis yad be'emtza? Oh, so the chayra v'ray that Chizki and the Erev Chia are the one that holds that it's osur. So the more nishkaraya, could be that the whole taki it's mutter. So what's the whole shayla then? The whole shayla is, if you pick it up, and then a goy bows down to it, do you deem that to be that he was a shliach of the Israel or not? Which is therefore not nogeya to our shayla. So we were not able to be poshut one way or another who holds what in this shayla of the harsh and adalto. Is it the Rebbe Chiya that holds it, it's also, and Rebbe Yechon holds it, it's mutter, or vice versa?
No, they're on the same level. Both are prohibited for Avodah Zarah. But this is a shliach
dvar avera. Can you say a? Remember, when you talk about a shliach dvar avera, ain't shliach dvar avera is who gets the punishment. Do you go and say the mishaleach? Since he sent the shliach, you're going to go and punish him because he's the one that sent the shliach. And then Chazal say no, because divri arav and divri talmid, divri mishamim. Don't listen to the mishaleach. And so therefore, there's no shliach dvar avera that the punishment should be incurred by the mishaleach. Rather, the shliach will be punished because he should have listened to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He should not have listened to the mishalech. Here, what we're saying is that you have a goy. The goy has the same avera as the Jew. The Jew didn't tell him to do anything. The goy on his own went and bowed down. Do we say that since the yid stood up the levena or stood up the egg, he was showing people, I'm making into an avodah zarah, go ahead and worship. And if somebody goes ahead and worships it, now it is a worshipped levena or a worshipped egg. And if it's a worshipped egg or levena, it becomes osir bana. Or do you say no? The goy had absolutely no right to go and bow down because it's not his egg and it's not his levena. It's the yid. Ein udo moisid davishrein shaloi. So we're not talking about who gets punished for it. We're just questioning whether when a person is megaladas, he wants something to become a shtik avodah zarah. And then someone complies and bows down, but not with a request on his own, on a voluntary basis, does he therefore fulfill the idea and the concept of the person that stood up the levena and the egg in the first place. And that's what we mean by shlichus. And therefore, we deem it as if the Yid himself bowed down to it and now it's a shtick avodah zarah. Or do we say no? Since the goy didn't ask, he was not authorized, and he was not empowered. If he wants to bow down, gesuntai, but since it's not his, he cannot aser this levain or this egg, because ainu d'moisa dover she'enoi shulai. And now we start a new shtick altogether. Boy ram b'chom. Ha'mishtach v'lihar avon of mahu l'mizbeach. What is this all about? We spoke about, for the last few minutes, that mechuber and behema are both the same in the sense that they're both mutter lehedyot, even though 100 people are bowing down to the har, and 100 people are bowing down to the behema, it remains mutter bahanor. However, remember that by the behema, it's mutter bahanor lehedyot, but it's also the gvoya. And that's what the pasuk says, min ha-bokar v'loi kol ha-bokar lo hitzi ha-nevad. Would you say the same thing also applies to the mechuber to the har? That what? Even though the har itself, avada, as you said, elehayim alahorim v'leyahorim elehayim, and therefore the har remains mutabano. But what happens if you were to extract? This is not a har shenadaldal, an evan shenadaldal. Avon amalu mezbeach, what happens if I, after people were mishtach v'lehar, and I take the avonim, can I use it to build the mezbeach? So you're saying to yourself, what's the shaila? The shaila is just like by the behemah. Just like the behemah, it's mutter b'hanor lehedyot, but I cannot bring it for a carbon. So maybe this har, which is mechuber, it's totally mutter lehedyot, but it's also the carbon. So you're going to go and tell me, well, I can't bring a har on the mizbeach. You're right. But I can use the even to create a mizbeach. And as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, this is really a double shaila. What's the double shaila? Says he won the Amid Beis. Number one, yesh neva b'mechuba etzel gavoya, ein neva b'mechuba etzel gavoya. Just like we say that there's a nevad etzel behema legavoya, would you say that there's also din of nevad b'mechuba legavoya, that it's osur? And even to learn, even you're going to say yesh neva b'mechuba etzel gavoya, what about machshirei carbon? Ke carbon damu oy loy. What means machshirei carbon? Because what are you going to use this evan from the har for? You're not going to bring it for a carbon. You can't go and burn a stone on the Mizbeach. But you could use this as a building block for the Mizbeach. Or for that matter, for the Beis HaMikdash. But Rashi says specifically for the Mizbeach. That's obviously much closer to the carbon than just the four walls of the Beis HaMikdash. And so therefore, if you're going to decide that just like by Behema, even though the Behema itself, if a person is mishtach v'le behema, it's mutter lehedyot, but it's also legevoya. So say the same thing like gabi mechuber, it's mutter lehedyot, but also legevoya. But also legevoya, does that extend even one further step, not only for a carbon on the mizbeach, but also for creating the mizbeach? Or do you say, no, it's mutter? Omerov, so Rava says, I'm going to bring you a kal v'chaim. And Rava's kal v'chaimer is a very, very fascinating kal v'chaimer. Fascinating in the sense that it's built on not only clear cut halachas, but also presumptive halachas. And you'll see what I mean in a moment. What's the kal v'chaimer? We know there's a din of esnan zoyna u'mechir kelev, loisovi beis Hashem lekechem ledchol neder. If a woman received, a zoyna received an esnan, in the form of, let's say, of a shepsala, and she wants to go and bring it now in the Beis HaMikdash for a carbon, loisavi esnan zoyna, will say, take it out of here. Sishtinkt. This is esnan zoyna. It's a teyeva. What's the lashon apasik? Loisavi esnan zoyna mechikele beis Hashem lekecha chol neder ki teyava Hashem lekecha. It's a teyeva. It's an abomination in the eyes of Hashem, gam shneim, both the esnan zoyna mechikele. Okay. So zoktimar, umay esnan shemutel letolish lehedjit. If you have a regular esnan, taka like a shepsula that we spoke about, could also be la mushal for money. What's the din? It's mutter betolish lehedjit. If it's tolish and it's not attached to the ground, it's not mechuber in any way, it's mutter lehedjit. The zoyna can use it. And if the zoyna gives it to you or me as a present, we can use it. And if she uses that esnan to go and buy groceries in the supermarket, that money is mutter. It's only iser is beis Hashem lekecha. It's only aser for Hashem, but it's mutter lehedjit. But it's aser b'mechubar legevoya. If a zoyna receives not a shepsel and not money, but she lived lamushal with a real estate investor, and the real estate investor says, you know what? I like you so much, I'm going to give you a present of a house, of a piece of real estate. Now what happens now? The Torah doesn't address it. However, Rav is making a presumption that the din of Esnan Zoyna is in any way, shape, or form, and they're osir b'mechubar l'gevoya, even if it's a form of real estate, it's osir for the mizbeach l'gevoya d'chsiv. Le'sovi Esnan Zoyna b'chekelev, the choyer, the ikarai, is from the next few words, Beis Hashem Alekecha. The reason why I say that is because you'll see in another few lines, the Gemara suggests that that's part of the limud. So don't bring to the Esnan Zoyna, Esnan normally being a shapsala, or money, or even if you bring a base, you're bringing a house to the Hashem Alekecha, to the Beis HaMikdash, it's all Asur. So Madach Esnan, Mutter Betolish, for a hedget. But Asur B'mechubar L'gevoya, again, it doesn't say that the Feirish in the Torah. This is just a presumption that Rav is making, that the Isser Esnan Zoyin, it doesn't only apply to money and Shapsalach, but even to a Mechubar. Therefore, and as Rav Fiatos the Drasha, Loishna Tolish V'loishna B'mechubar, it's all Asur Als Esnan Zoyin, Mechir Kele Beis Hashem Lekecha. Nevad, She'asur B'tolish L'hedget, if you have a regular tolish that was never that people bow down to, then avada, that's osir. There's no heter of mechubar. There's no eliheim al harim. This is the tolish itself. The chavada that it's osir b'tolish lehedjit. Einoy din she osir b'mechubar legvaya. Then I should certainly go and say that if you have a nevad b'mechubar, that it should be osir legvaya. So therefore, if someone bowed down to a har, and now wants to use one of the stones, for what purpose? To go and build the Mizbeach, I should say, Avad it should be Osir. I'll make a Kavah Chaymeh from the case of Esnan. Esnan is Mutter Betolish Lehedjit, but Osir Mechubar L'Gevoya. The case of the Mechubar, the case of the Nevad, is Osir Betolish Lehedjit. It's much more Chomer than the Esnan. It's not Mutter Betolish Lehedjit. It's Osir Betolish Lehedjit, because it's Nevad. It's avodah zarah. As ain't a din the chavad and avodah she osim mechubar legvoya. Ah, so we can be poshed our shayla at the top. You ask whether yesh nevim mechubar etz legvoya or not. Yes, there is an iser of bringing this evan to go for a carbon or for machshirei carbon to go and build the mizbech. So Rav is being poshed lechumra based on the presumption that esnan is osir b'mechubar legvoya. So Amalei Rav Huna Bar Rav Yishua L'Rava, Oy Chilef, if you want to, I can ask the same Kal V'Chaimah in reverse. Not ask, I can learn the same Kal V'Chaimah in reverse. What's the reverse? Don't start off from Esnan and learn a Chumra to the din of Nevad, but start off from Nevad and learn a Kula L'Gabi Esnan. And that is, Uma Nevad She'Osir B'Tolish Eitzel Hedjit. We know that Nevad is Osir B'Tolish, right? Like anything that you worship, any type of idol, any type of tolish, nevad is osir. If there's an iser hanoa es aliheim alaharim, the aliheim they become osir. Osir betolish etzel hedjit. But mutter b'mechubar legvoya. This is again a presumption on the part of Avuna Rabbi Yeshua, because we don't know that yet. That was the Gemara Shaila at the top of the Amid. Is mechubar nevad mutter b'mechubar legvoya or not? He, Rav Huna Bar Rabbi Yeshua, takes it for granted as a presumption that even though a tolish which is nevad is also lehedjit, however, once it's mechubar, it's even mutter not only to me, because eliheim alaharim eliharim eliheim, not only is a mutter to me to hedjit, but it's even mutter b'mechubar legvoya. Why? Shenem eliheim alaharim eliharim eliheim, like we just said. It's the harim themselves are totally mutter, even legvoya. Loishon lehedjit, loishon legvoya. And therefore, once I see that Nevad is so kuladik that it's mutter mechubar legvoya, Esnan shemutter betolish lehedjit. Esnan avad is much more kuladik than Nevad, because Nevad is osir betolish lehedjit. Eslan is mutter betolish lehejid. And you didn't shem mutter b'mechub legvoya. The Navada should go and say by the Eslan, if the present to the Zoyna was not a shepsel and wasn't money, but rather was a piece of real estate, then Navada should say it's mutter b'mechub legvoya. Aye, didn't we say the drasha b'mishum beis Hashem lekecha, which sounds like that the Eslan Zoyna could be even in the form of real estate, in the form of a bias. That's why I said that l'chayra Iker's chosim and a sefer in the Gemara before when we brought the pasuk, they saw the essence zayin mechikelim. Beis Hashem lekecha, that even the bias don't bring Lashem lekecha because even mechuber is aser. So the Gemara is saying you want to now say Rav Huda Brei Rav Yeshua that the din of esnan mechuber is mutter. I say beis Hashem lekecha. Nah, the beis Hashem lekecha I use for two different drushes. Mi boiler kedesani beis Hashem lekecha. Prat lepora she'ena bo'a lebayis tivre belezer. What happens if you have an esnan zoyna, and instead of giving a regular shepsela, and instead of giving money, instead of giving real estate, you know what the fellow gave her? He gave her a para aduma. Holy cow! And now she wants to donate that para aduma for the Kahanim to be able to go and do a Shechita, and do Hazor Saddam, et a Paraduma. Is that permissible? Says the Gemara, yes. Peis Hashem Lekecha, that you're not allowed to bring in Esnan Zoyna. Prat Lepora Sheina Bo Lebayis, Tibir Ablezer. Even the Paraduma is very, very holy. And the Gemara says it even has certain halachas like a Kar Mechatzos. But nevertheless, it's not brought Lebeis Hashem Lekecha. It's brought on the Harazesim, facing the Beis Hashem Lekecha, like it says in the Torah in Parshas Chukas. You go and do it on the Marocha, on the mountain, but not in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, a Poraduma, which is an Esnan Zoyna, is Mutter. That's the drasha that I learned from Beis Hashem Lekecha. Or Chacham Oimrim, not Prat, but L'Rabbi Sisarikuim. It's not only if you are giving an Esnan Zoyna in the form of a present to the Beis Hamikdash, but even if you're giving a shtik beis hamikdash, which what means a shtik beis hamikdash? The rikuim, Rashi says, the tasi zohav she'oisin tzipo lekoisel heichal, or the beis kodesh kedushim, that the kodesh kedushim and the heichal were very, very beautiful. They put up tzipoi, a plating of gold tasim, like long sheets of gold, and they hung them up, or they nailed them, or whatever the way they affixed them to the walls of the beis hamikdash. The Heichol Kodesh Kedoshim should really look so beautiful. That's what I learned from the Beis Hashem Lekecha. Anyway, so now that we got that, what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is we wanted to be poshut initially. What's the din? Yesh nevim mechubar eitz gevoya, yes or no? So Rava says, I'll bring you a ride that it's aser. Akal v'chayimah from Esnan. Ma'adach Esnan is mutter betolish lehejit. It's aser mechubar legevoya. So then when you're talking about Nevad, which is Osir betolish lehejid, the Chabad is going to be osir mechuba legvaya. Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua says, don't learn the kal v'chomer lechumra, learn the kal v'chomer lekula, the other way around. Start off with nevad. Madach nevad is osir betolish eitz lehejid, but it's mutter mechuba legvaya. Then certainly the esnan zoyna, which is mutter betolish lehejid, the Chabad is going to be mutter b'mechuba legvaya. So ibazoi, if you're going to learn the kal v'chomer that way, you're not going to say that there is a din of Nevad b'mechubar. You'll say that there is no din of Isser Nevad b'mechubar. There is, by a behemah, you have a din of Nevad is Osir l'gvaya, but not by mechubar. So it depends how you learn your Kal v'chomer. You can learn it l'chumra like Rava learned it, or you can learn it like Kula, like Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua learned it. Amalei, anoa kamina l'chumra v'yatamris l'kula. We're talking about Isurim d'araisa over here. You can't go and willy-nilly say, well, I can learn the Kal v'chomer this way or that way, that way or this way. No. If you have a shayla, how to go and learn it? You have to be machmer. You're talking about the Dvar Torah over here. Whether or not Nevad is mutter or osel gvoya, that's a shayla v'diraisa. Zok t'imara, v'at amas l'kula, kula v'chomer l'chomer parachinan. Parachinan doesn't mean loshen pircha. Rashi says, parachinan means daininan. If I have a choice, whether I should learn the Kal v'chomer l'chomer or l'kula, I don't have a clear mesoira and how you learn the Kal v'chomer, then if you have to go to Chumra. So only Rapapa Rava, so Rapapa says to Rava, is that really true? V'chaleicha de'ika kula v'chomra l'kula loy parchinon, that automatically you go l'hachmer and not l'hokel. I have that famous Shaila Gabi Azor, the Pesach, the Pliga Rebbe Lezer for Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Lezer Sova Lechumra, become a Chayiv Leila Gavra, Rebbe Akiva Lekula Upata. What is this all about? We have that famous Erev Pesach Shecholi Yois B'Shabbos, which even till today causes so many Shailas. How many chiburim? Every time this happens, usually once every 20 years, and then once every 24 years, right? Usually once every 20 years, and then 4 years later, it happens again. And how many chiburim have been written over the years in Hebrew and in English and in Yiddish to go and tell everybody, what do I do? It's Erev Pesach Chol Yois B'Shabbos. Of course, the modern day Shailas all have to do with, how do I go and eat 3 sudas on Shabbos? I have a Friday night suda, that's okay, that I'll make chometz. Shabbos in the morning, I have a suda. But what am I going to do after that? I'm supposed to eat a third suda in the afternoon. Chometz, I can't eat it because it's already beyond 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. I certainly can't eat matzah because it's kiboy la rusosoy, the base chomov. You can't go and eat matzah and erev paisach. So what are you going to do? Okay, some people go and split the suda in the morning. So those are all the, and then what do you do about the kelim? Today things are much easier because everybody uses the plastic dishes and you just toss it out. But in the good old days, they didn't have plastic. So what do you do? What do you do with your kelim? You're going to have the chometz, you're going to have the matzah, and if you're eating chometz, and you're going to have chometz sticky kelim, how are you going to wash them? All these type of shaitas. But in times of the Beis Hamikdash, they had a much more fundamental question. And that is, if Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos, what do you do on Erev Pesach every year? You have your 3 kvutzois that come into the Beis Hamikdash to go and shech the Karban Pesach. Exactly. Can you go and shech the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos? So then nobody knew, and then Hillel came, and they said, oh, Hillel, you're so great. And they said, well, how are you going to go and transport the Sakin, the Chalif? And he says, well, just see what people are going to do tomorrow. And what do people do tomorrow? They put it into the Tzemer, they put it into the wool. Oh, that's what you got to do. And they said, well, Hillel, you're so brilliant. And they made him the Nasi, etc., etc. So that's all famous. What do I see from that Gemara? That in fact, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, even though Shabbos, are you allowed to shecht on Shabbos? Chas v'sholom, shecht on Shabbos. The only heter that you have is to bring your carbon tomid in the Beis Hamikdash, tomid shashachah, tomid shemena boim, you have the carbon musaf. Fine. But can I bring my own private carbon in the Beis Hamikdash? Chas v'sholom, I can't bring my neder, I can't bring my chatas, I can't bring my osham, I can't bring my oila. I gotta wait until Sunday. It's a Shabbos, you can't go and shecht. So are you allowed to go and shecht the carbon Pesach on Shabbos? And the answer is, yes. Where do I know that from? Because it said in the Pasuk, B'moyadoi. B'moyadoi means in the Moyad, in its appointed time. The appointed time for shechting the Karban Pesach is on Erev Pesach. It makes no difference, come heaven or high water. Every Pesach I can go and shecht it, even if it's Shabbos Kodesh. The question arose, what happens if I have a person who became Tomei Tumas Mes? For instance, he's a member of the Chevra Kadisha. And therefore, he became Tomei 7 days ago. And he has to have Hazua Shlishu Shvi. And his Shvi is on Erev Pesach. In a regular year, no problem. Do the Hazua on Erev Pesach. Somebody else will shecht for him. 99% of the time, you don't shecht the Karban Pesach yourself. You have Menuyim. So I'm going to go and sign my name on the registry. I'm going to pay a few dollars to be part of that Karban Pesach. Somebody else will shecht today. I can't go and eat it. But I can't eat an Erev Pesach anyway. So today I'll get my Hazor Shvi'i. I'm going to go to the mikveh. At night I'm going to be tahar. And I'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach. Ah, mazel tov, givaldik. But what happens if Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos? Are you allowed to go and be mazer? Under normal circumstances, you're not allowed to be mazer on Shabbos. Is it min ha-toyra? No, it's midrabanan. What's the midrabanan?
It's not tikkun mana.
It looks like tikkun mana, just like you have, you're not allowed to do a makip patish, you're not allowed to go and fix a kli. Here I'm fixing the person. Until now he cannot eat, and now by doing the hazoi, he goes to the mikveh, he'll be able to go and eat. So it looks like a tikkun mana. But that's of course a drabanan and not the araisa. The question is this doiche Shabbos because of Karban Pesach or not? I know shchita is doiche, but what about this hazoa halocha? Could I do the hazoa or not? And that's a machloket between Reb Lezer and his Talmud Reb Akiva. Zok Timara, you're telling me we have a chumra lekula. You never learn the kula, you only learn the chumra. But hazoa the Pesach, the pliga Reb Lezer Reb Akiva. The blazes of a lechumra, the kamechayev le gavra. Now, what is that Kal v'chomer of Reb Lezer? If you look at Rashi, which is parallel to our Gemara, to Reb Lezer, you have that Rashi? Dalet Reish Aleph. To Reb Lezer, Don, says Rashi, Kal v'chomer v'chomer, Diktani, Om Reb Lezer, V'oleani Don. What is this Kal v'chomer? Madach Shchita, She Mishim Malacha. That's a Malacha D'Arais, it's one of the Lamates Malachas. Doiches HaShabbos, if it's Ere Pesach, we allow it to go and be Doiches HaShabbos, so that this person can bring his Korban Pesach. Zu Mishum Shavuos, this is such a light halacha, light in the sense it's terabonan. It's not a lametes malacha diraisa. And it inchented her the yaza olav yeskay vePesach. Then if I'm willing to go and shecht on Shabbos, I should certainly be willing to go and just do a hazo'ah, which is only an issa terabonan on Shabbos. So you should be able to bring a korban Pesach, and that's his kal v'chomer. That's his kolshke. Madach agreisa malacha, the Torah is matir. With b'moyadai, certainly the Torah would be matter just doing a shvus d'rabbanan. Ah, the Gemara calls that a chumra because we are now being mechayiv the gavra to bring the korban Pesach. Rebbe Kiva parech lekula upata mi Pesach. Diktani, what did Rebbe Kiva say? Omle Rebbe Kiva oichilav, maybe just the opposite. Mahazor demishum shvus ein adoich shabbos. Let us assume that hazor, certainly under normal circumstances, not Doicha Shabbos. Let's assume that it's not going to be Doicha, the Shabbos of Erev Pesach as well. Shechita d'mishum malacha hi, this is a big, big lametes malachas, ein adin shaloi tidcha. It should certainly not be Doicha Shabbos, and the person should have to go and bring in, everybody in Klal Yisrael should have to go and bring the korban on Pesach Shaini, because you can't bring it now on Pesach Rishon because it's Shabbos. If Hazor cannot violate Shabbos, cannot trump Shabbos, cannot supersede Shabbos, and certainly Shechita cannot supersede Shabbos, and therefore do not be mechayev the person with bringing a korban Pesach now, and that would be a kal v'chomer lekula. So you see that Rabbi Kiva, like Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yeshua, is bringing a kal v'chomer not lechumra, but lekula. So Rava, what are you screaming at Rav? Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, how can you go and make a kal v'chomer lekula? I see the Rabbi Kiva darshins lekula.
Rabbi Lezer darshins lekula.
Rabbi Lezer darshins lechumra. It's Rabbi
Lechayev. Thank you.
No problem. V'azor the pesach the pligger Rabbi Lezer v'Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Lezer sova lechumra. In which respect is the lechumra v'kam mechayev legavri is mechayev the person to bring his korban pesach. Rabbi Kiva lekula upatar his paters. So you see, you can go and darshin lekula. The kaparech Rabbi Kiva lekula nan, and now Gemara is quoting a little bit of what we just saw in the Rashi that Heishav Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva said back to Rabbi Lezer, don't start off with saying madach you can go and be doicha Shabbos with shchita, you can certainly be doicha Shabbos with a shvus. So the Kiva Chila, maybe that's the opposite. Umazo shi mishum shvus ain't a doicha Shabbos. It's a kleiner guide. It's just the rabbanon. Nevertheless, it's not doicha Shabbos. Shchita shi deraisa avad it is. We should say it's not Doicha Shabbos, and therefore be makel on the individual Jew and say to him, you don't bring your Korban Pesach today. And for the Gemara, no. The truth of the matter is no such thing as darshening the Kula if you have a choice between Kula and Chumra. Rav is right, and Rabbi Lezer is right. You always have to darshen l'chumra. Aye, how come Rabbi Kiva is darshening l'kula? And for the Gemara, because Rabbi Kiva is a real gentleman. He's a real Aydel Akint. And that is, Hosan Reb Lezer Gamre Ve'ayaka Le'tamuda. Unfortunately, in later years, Reb Lezer started forgetting his learning, like we find throughout Shas, about Rav Yosef, that Abaye used to go and remind him. Here too, unfortunately, Reb Lezer started forgetting. And he, Reb Akiva the Talmud, wanted to go and remind him. V'os Reb Akiva Le'kure. Now, Rabbi Kiva didn't want to go and say, Rabbi, listen to me just for one second. I got to tell you something. Unfortunately, you don't remember everything like you used to. And years ago, you used to go and say that Hazor Mishum Shvus Eina Doicha Esa Shabbos. But he didn't want to embarrass him. So you know what Rabbi Kiva did? Rabbi Kiva says, I got a great idea. I'm going to come up with a false Kal V'chomer and see how Reb Lezer is going to go and react to it. So I start off with saying, Umad Chazor, which is Mishum Shvuz, Ein Doicha Shabbos, shechita, which is mishum alochas chavada navada, it's not going to be doiche Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva knew very, very well that this kal v'chomer is meaningless. Why is it meaningless? How can you go and say that shechita is not doiche Shabbos? Of course shechita is doiche Shabbos. It says b'mayadoi. Everybody knows that. So why is he coming up with such a fanciful type of kal v'chomer? Because he wanted to throw in the words of the beginning of the kal of the kal v'chomer. That's what he was saying to Rebbe Lezer gingerly. But unfortunately, Rebbe Lezer did not get the hint. Because Rebbe Lezer holds, based on his Kal V'Chomer, that Madach Shechita is Doiche Shabbos. Hazo is certainly Doiche Shabbos. And Rebbe Kiva was trying to tell him, that's not what you taught us years ago, Rebbe, when you taught us in Yeshiva. Then you told us Hazo is not Doiche. And that's why he started off with this Kal V'Chomer. Madach Hazor, which is Mishum Shvus, ain't a Doiche Shabbos. Remember, Rebbe, that's how you always used to teach us. Certainly Shechita, theorize about it, that it's not going to be Doiche Shabbos. Rebbe Lez, unfortunately, did not catch on, and Rebbe Lez got very upset at Rebbe Kiva. And he said, V'hainu d'om malei, Rebbe, al tachbireini b'shas hadin. What does that mean? So, the Gemara leaves out, Ikka chosim an ha-sefer, but rather Rashi tells us that Rebbe Lez said to Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva, you want to go and patter people from shechting their Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, B'Shechita Hishavtani, you're trying to tell me a Kal V'Chomer based on Shechita, B'Shechita Tehei Misoscha, unfortunately, your downfall, your end in life will be through Shechita, meaning through the Cherev. And as you recall, we said yesterday, this Gemara is the Tisha B'Av Gemara, when we recited in the Kinnis, the Asar Arum Harugei Malchus, where we described Nebuch at length, how Rabbi Kiva Nebuch met his ultimate fate, Taka through Shechita. So getting back to our Gemara. Unfortunately, Rabbi Lezer didn't chap what Rabbi Kiva was trying to tell him. Rabbi Kiva was trying to tell him in a soft, gentle manner, that Hazor, you, Rabbi Lezer, taught us, it's Mishum Shvus, Shein Adoichas Shabbos. And now, Rabbi Lezer, you're reversing yourself. So now, Rabbi Kiva wanted to remind Rabbi Lezer. He didn't really hold by this Kal V'Chomer. He knew that this was a fanciful Kal V'Chomer, Lekula, that he's trying to go and say, Madach Hazo is not Doicha. Then certainly Shechit is not Doicha. He vada Shechit is Doicha. That's B'mayadoi. V'hainu di'omalei. That's why Rabbi Kiva responded to Rebbe Lezer, when Rebbe Lezer said, "Beshchita tehei mischoscha," said Rebbe Kiva to his Rebbe, "Rebbe al tachbireini b'shas adin." When we're trying to come up with the kal v'chomer, don't try to push me away and say I don't know what I'm talking about because I'm trying to be matir or trying to go and say that you're not allowed to go and do the shchita on Erev Pesach. I and you both know that avadi allowed to go and do the shchita. The shayla is the gabi the hazor. You wanted to make a kal v'chomer l'chumra that just like the shchita is doiche Shabbos, the hazor is also doiche Shabbos. I'm very sorry. Kach mekubal ani mimcha. I learned from you years ago. Hazor shvus the eina doiche es haShabbos. But since this was not a real kal v'chomer, everybody agrees. You have a shayla about kal v'chomer l'kula l'chumra. Avada l'chumra, like Rava learned, and not like Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. And that that you thought Rabbi Kiva didn't mean it for real. He was just trying to. As a straw man, Kal V'Chomer, to remind Rabbi Lezer, remember what you said 20 years ago, that halacha is Hazor Shvus, Deina Doiche Es HaShabbos. We'll stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, because yesterday we continued from here, Rabbi Rav Mechon. Have a wonderful evening.